How do you think you're kicking?
Kicking well right now. Going out there and doing my best. You know, I put a lot of work in this offseason to be where I'm at right now. And I mean, I definitely feel a whole lot better this year than I did last year, that's for sure.
Cody, everyone expects to have competition in training camp, but how did you feel when they drafted a kicker? That's kind of a landmark.
Yeah, it's obviously, it was kind of taken back, but, you know, I was reassured that it was going to be open competition. And for me, it just kind of makes me want to work even harder, you know, just to prove people wrong about me. You know, I've had success in this league. I've had my ups and downs like anyone else, but just to go out there and to show the team that I can do it. And, you know, I hope I'm going out there and showing the coaches what I'm capable of doing. Good competition. Zane's an awesome guy. But at the end of the day, you know, this is my job. I want to win, and I'm just going to go out there every day and try to compete.
So Zane's making you better already?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, competition breeds success. But at the end of the day, I'm competing against myself. You know, I'm not trying to beat Zane that day. I'm trying to beat myself. So, you know, as good as it is having another guy in there, you know, we can talk kicking and stuff like that. And Coach Tabor's awesome with that too. So it's definitely refreshing having another guy in there that's very good. So we're getting each other better, and I think that's what they wanted.
After you overcame that debut in Miami, didn't you feel you had proven yourself to this staff?
Yeah, I mean, they gave me another game after the first game, which was honestly awesome. They believed in me. I didn't have a first game. There's no way to sugarcoat that. But I think the definition of a good kicker is how you respond, because you're going to miss a kick here and there, and it's how you respond. So I think I responded the next game, going 2 for 2 and just showing them, you know, that I can do this. And especially for me, that was my first couple games coming off my injury the year before. And, you know, I feel stronger than ever, better than ever, and I'm just ready to get things rolling.
And are you guys being judged and scored by anything beyond what happens on the field?
I think that'd be a better question for the coaches. I know we kick and we kick about, you know, 10 charts every time we – 10 kicks every time we go out that are charted. And, you know, other than that, we go upstairs, we watch our kicks. We're judging our balls off an ABC grade type of deal. You know, if you make a ball and it wasn't really the prettiest, you know, there should be some points deducted for that. So we kind of go off of the ABC ABC thing. And
A-minuses and B-minuses?
Sometimes, yeah, maybe sometimes. But Coach Tabor, you know, after we kick it, he tells us what he thought of it. And at the end of the day, yeah, Coach Tabor's back there helping us out a lot. And so, yeah, other than that, we're in the classroom and we're looking at our kicks and just going through situations. You know, there's going to be times where touchback isn't really the answer. You want to hit it to the 1 yard line. You want to hang it up. You know, onside kicks. You know, there's a lot of things to it other than just splitting the uprights.
How hard is it to shake the misses?
I mean, very.
You know, you have to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's very hard. I think through the years, I kind of just learned to let it go. You know, this is a game we get to play. Nobody dies when we're out there and I miss a kick. So I kind of try to remind myself of that. You know, so I remind myself that I'm human, you know, error is going to happen, but to just go out there and try my best, you know. I think all the work's done in the off season. I put in a lot of work and, you know, everything to this point, I've prepared myself to be ready. So I'm as good as I've ever been and ready.
You accepted, you know, what happened in the Miami game last year. How tough were those first hours and days though, after that game?
Oh, it's tough, you know, just tough on myself. Everyone else was picking me up and doing all that, and I really appreciated that. But you know, you just got to man up and you just got to take it. You know, there's nothing you could do about it. You can't take it back. You just got to go out there and hit your ball and trust that, you know, you're here for a reason. You're one of 32 guys in the world that's able to do this. I've been to a Pro Bowl. You know, I've done it all. So just kind of remind myself, you know, I'm good enough to be in this league. So,
can you empathize with Aguayo's going through?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, you know, I was an undrafted free agent. He was a second-round pick, so I think a little more pressure was put on him right away. I know Roberto. He's a great guy. I think he'll bounce back. You know, I really do. Everyone deserves a second chance, so I'm glad he got picked up, and, you know, I wish him nothing but success.
Sometimes it's better to come in the back door undrafted, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it is. That's the way I went. Believe me, I wish I got drafted. But, you know, it worked out for me, and I think Roberto will bounce back well. You know, who knows what will happen for him, and that's the crazy thing about this game. You could have such great success in college and come to the NFL, and it doesn't really work out, and vice versa. So, you know, I wish him nothing but the best.
And the way the rotation went Thursday, you didn't get a place kick. You had some kickoffs, but how difficult is that?
Oh, yeah. it obviously, obviously you'd like as many kicks as you can get. I was running with the ones, so it just so happened I kicked off first, and that was my rep. And then we went for two, and that was my rep again. So it kind of just didn't work out in my favor, but I was running with the ones, and I was ready to go out there if needed.
Were you taken aback when they drafted Zane?
I mean, a little bit. You know, I was just kind of hanging out back home in Florida, and I heard the news, and a couple guys called me and told me, you know, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't really that big of a deal. You know, there's going to be competition in here, whether it was Brett Maher, who was here before, or Zane, or whoever they want, you know. My job is to go out there and make kicks. Whether it's Zane or whoever it is, you know, I'm just going to go out there and make kicks and do my best.
What's it like when you're out there? I mean, you're like on an island by yourself. The entire stadium's, you know, looking at you and only you. Kickers aren't thought of as, you know, being maybe as important as some of the other skill positions. But the reality is that when you're out there, all eyes are on you. How do you deal with that type of pressure?
Yeah, you know, I think going into my fourth year, it's getting to be more of a more easier, I guess you would say. You know, I know the tricks of the trade and all that. I got to kick with Adam Vinatieri and some of the best in the world. So just going out there and just knowing that, like, you only get so many opportunities a game. You're not like a quarterback. If you throw an interception, you get to go back out there. You know, we got to dwell on it a little longer, make or miss. But just take the highs with the highs and the lows with the lows, and you just go out there and you try your best. You know, you're human. There's going to be error involved, like I said, but you just go out there, you try your best, you work hard, and you show the team that, you know, you're capable of doing whatever it is they ask.
Coach Sabers coached a lot of kickers over the years. From your perspective, you know, what's it like kicking for a coach like that?
One of the best. He makes it fun, and he makes it to where, like, in the off season, you want to work hard for Coach Tabor. He's that kind of guy. So I'm really lucky to be here and with him. And I hope we have a long run together. That would be awesome. Coach Tabor's, he's really one of the best I've ever been around, and he really cares about kicking. You know, he brought in a kicking specialist this offseason to help us, and now he kind of thinks he's the kicking guru now, you know, with all this stuff, calling us out on A ball, B ball, and stuff like that. But it's awesome, you know, to have a coach like that really invest in you is very awesome.